Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Baby Punch. Dungeon Master. Trevor. Fingerless Gloves.
Episode 25!
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, baby!
You see that burn?
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Yeah, I mean, 25 feels pretty gosh dang important, doesn't it? Isn't that...
I remember when I turned 25.
Was it a big year for you?
No, but I was... Is that when you lose insurance, health insurance from your parents?
Yeah, and maybe you get to rent a car in Hawaii for some weird reason. You have to be way older in Hawaii to rent a car.
Well, they said that my insurance would go down when I did, and it didn't.
Went up?
Yeah.
That's the government for you.
fucking liars.
Sounds a lot like the government to me. Well, hi, Brian.
Hi, Joe.
And we're going to have a lot of fun today. A reminder, as always, if you do support us on Patreon. Oh, is it going? Let me get it in the
I didn't hear the music, so I was playing it for you. There it is.
If you do support us on Patreon, when the show is over, we just keep on going, baby, for some extra bonus content. So head on over to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast, or you can find a link in the episode description and sign up to be a part of the gaggle. Silly Goose, Super Silly Goose.
You can listen to the Honk Edition, we've decided to call it.
It's a honky tonk.
The honker's cut.
Or the Super Duper Silly Goose. There's different benefits for each one. Go check it out, please. Thanks so much. We're having a lot of fun with the awkward comments and questions that people get. We've done on the last few shows, and we're going to do a couple more to start off today's 25th episode.
Yeah!
And if you have some of those, again, keep the confessions rolling, too. The email address for all things to touch us and reach out to us. Hey, guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com.
Hey, guys.
I feel like people have been pretty naughty lately.
Some naughtiness going on. Yeah. It's the winter. They're getting cooped up and remembering the naughty things they've done.
Means we're going to be busy.
Uh-huh. So this first one is coming in from our son, Benjamin. He goes, "Hey, daddies." This one isn't really a compliment, but a former coworker of mine was recently fired for asking a new employee if their vagina
Brian,
was an
come on,
innie
it out.
Or an outie. Well, he put what? Vaginas. I was like, well, how many?
Multiple
single
vaginas?
New employee, multiple vaginas. So I guess that's my bad for not fixing that. But yeah, asked her if her vagina was an innie or an outie. Yeah, he was fired for that one. Not a compliment. I know, but certainly awkward. The guy was known to make lewd comments to female workers on several occasions previously. I bet he would have gotten along well with the, quote, parking lot rape pickup line guy. Love the show, yep. Benjamin.
I'd love to rape both of your vaginas.
Yeah. Any or an outie. I mean, is there some truth in there somewhere, right? Is your vagina in your outie? Is it tucked? Is it just a free-for-all down there? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean... No. Yeah,
but I've never thought of ever describing a vagina as an innie or an outie.
Well, I've never thought to ask someone that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I never even thought of it. Not even a thing, yet alone ask it to a new employee. Hey, welcome to the team. They're doing the tour because they always show you around the place. And they swing by this dude's thing and he just swivels around in his chair. And he just goes, "Your vagina an innie or an outie?" The whole tour stops. And then he just swivels back around and goes back to typing.
He's running like, he's got like six monitors, cigarette in his mouth, all busy, flips around, asks that question.
Is your vagina an innie or an outie? Bye. And then we have one more awkward compliment that came in. And this is from our military son, Caleb. And he wrote, "Hey, abusive stepfathers, I did not lay hands on Caleb. Did you?"
No.
Then I don't know what he's talking about. He said, "So I'm in the military and I was in Denmark for an international shooting competition. The living conditions were somewhat atrocious. The U.S. team was sleeping in a tent in a field, so I hadn't showered for a couple days. I could wipe down the important areas with baby wipes, but that was it. I'm walking out of the bathroom area after just taking a refreshing baby wipe shower, and this girl in a German army on the German army team walks up behind me. She's hammered, which might have something to do with this, but she leans in super close, takes a deep breath, and right on my neck she says, 'I like the way your skin smells, American.'"
Oh,
imagine
God.
Someone saying that in English, but with a thick German accent, you understand why I thought it was so creepy.
"I love the way your skin smells."
Is that German?
I don't know.
I want it to be.
"I love the way your skin smells."
I love the way you
smells so good.
I'm trying to think of how to whisper in German, but I don't think you can.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can. It's not
anytime
possible.
Anytime I've ever done a German accent, it's always very loud.
It has to be. It can't go
and
down.
And it seems like there's pain involved. Mm-hmm. Oh,
that is so
creepy. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Have you ever had to take a baby wipe shower in your travels?
No. Well,
I was never in the military, but I did have to do it. I was in Tijuana building houses, and there's no water. You had to go to
how to build houses?
Went down there with a church group. To go build houses.
How do church groups know how to build houses?
I don't think it's... I mean, it was child labor.
I guess Jesus really. Was a carpenter, right?
If only their leader. but you had to take a big old trip to like the baño. It was like a shower building because not everyone had showers. And that always wasn't in the cards. So I had to wipe my body down.
I just picture you guys flying down or taking like a... You're all in this bus driving down to Mexico. Watching a video of Jesus teaching like an IKEA video of how to build a house. And there's like it's like they're all the same. It's like all the houses are the same. Mm-hmm. So there's a template to it. Mm-hmm. And it just shows him like taking two ends, clicking them together.
Looking like an early 80s VHS. Mm-hmm. Like the sound's all warpy. Building with Jesus. It's not even Jesus, but like it's just a dude dressed up as Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Yeah. And he's like, "Welcome to Building with Jesus."
So you said let me go back. You said where was this?
The first one?
You see, it said the living conditions were atrocious. Mm-hmm. It actually says austere.
Oh.
So I was wanting to look that up to make sure that it wasn't like something specific. No comforts or luxuries, harsh, aesthetic, extremely plain and simple style.
My brain was just like atrocious. My brain didn't even try.
Yeah.
It just made up. It was like, nope, I don't know that one.
I was just curious if it like, cause I picture atrocious. I picture like,
yeah,
like austere diseases. Uh-huh. But austere, I think is just plain.
Naughty. Yeah, probably. Naughty. And
that's posterior.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Close enough. It is the military. Hey,
I was just hoping it was. I was hoping it was something way different, but it turns out it wasn't.
Oh, so. I'm sorry to ruin all your fun. All right, you ready to get into our question to get show number 25 rolling?
Yeah.
Do you have something else to add before we get there?
No, I'm good.
All right, let's move on. Let's get going, baby.
Hey, shut up! Start the show already.
All right, Joseph. This one was sent in. It says, I think his name is J.D. Powers. That sounds like a commercial. J.D.
It does. Power. Like a power electric. He runs a company of some sort.
It said ready to build in his email, but then it says, so I want to make sure I was getting this guy's name right.
Okay.
Here's his question.
Okay.
Every time you sneeze, you get spanked 3 times with a sex paddle by a dungeon master.
Okay.
This music is perfect. Or every time you sneeze, you violently shit your pants, possibly with blood.
That is okay.
possibly with blood.
You don't know for sure. You're going to have to do some investigations.
Every once in a while, there could be signs of blood.
And I'm colorblind, so that's an issue. I don't usually get to see blood in my poop. I'm just going to die.
I was going to say, what color does poop look like to you? But your description wouldn't make any sense because...
No, it's just certain colors I can't see. God, man. So I'm guessing the dungeon master sex paddle spank.
He's going to give it to you.
It's got to be like hard. And I don't, because it says sex paddle. which implies at some point you kind of like it. I want to think maybe it's like a more of a torture paddle. Like, because sex paddles have, I don't know, sometimes they're not as strong, so you can keep doing it more often. I don't think it's like a vice principal or a principal paddle.
I feel like you might have some insight on this.
I don't really. I know about different things that you can slap people with.
Because I just figured a sex paddle was just like a paddle, but...
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's go to the internet.
Okay.
What's the internet? Let's see. I'm going to look up fucking sex paddle.
Or
sex paddles.
Just Google a sex paddle or whatever?
I'm on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, right into it. Okay.
How
much are they?
Well,
a used one. Hopefully it's used.
New to you.
Gently used.
Gently you. New to you. I mean, you can get them for as low as $13.99 off a website called Healthy and Active.
I mean, if you've got a sexual, I mean, healthy just like, sex life, that's
yeah, they're active. Just paddles. They have different ones. They have ones that have, looks like they have holes in them. I'm guessing that's a aerodynamic.
Probably says like spank me daddy though, or something like that on it.
Some of them do.
Like it's just a paddle, but then you write something on it and it becomes a sex paddle, right?
You got ones with studs on them.
Oh,
like I guess that. Ow, ouchie, ouchie, mama. Yeah, I don't know. So you can, but the person swinging it, I'm guessing.
You know what I'm picturing?
Ouch! It has to be painful.
Do you remember the game fair. Pit Fighter?
Pit Fighter.
Yeah, it was an arcade game.
Kind of, barely.
It had the three guy. You could be the muscle dude, the Japanese karate guy, or the woman.
Okay.
And then one of the guys at the end that you had to fight, he was all muscle and then like basically leather daddy outfit, but with an executioner mask on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm picturing.
Pick this guy?
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
And does he follow you around? Like, is he just on standby for every time you sneeze, or does he pop out of the bushes? And you're like, huh? He goes,
like, could comes flying out. You imagine if he was just like, anywhere you're in the grocery store down the cereal aisle and he's just like hanging out with you?
He's slapping it against his hand.
Slapping it with his hand.
You gonna sneeze?
I just, every time you're about to sneeze, you're like, and you do the little cartoon thing where you put your finger on your nose, like, nope, it stops it every time.
And they never go, just very rarely, if I'm sneezing, do I just sneeze once?
Yeah.
So basically, it's gonna be 2 to 3 times. So it's going to be 6 to 9 whacks by this dungeon master every time I sneeze. That sucks.
That's awful.
I know. It's an ouchy butt. So, I mean, sitting down after that, I don't know. I mean, but which one's more embarrassing? Sneezing in public and violently shitting your pants, possibly with blood, is pretty. I mean, that's a. Like, what? Sorry, I just made myself cough by trying to replicate the G-force of that shit.
Oh, my God. That's a good...
Yeah, I mean, that's what... It's just like hit... And that's the sound of it hitting your pants.
That actually feels good in the chest.
I know. Why does it... everybody at home, try it.
On three. One, two, three.
Ow. Oh, man, who knew?
So, I also picture this, like you're at the store and then you do it, and then like the guy wheels out some sort of like a pedestal or something and bends you over it and pulls your pants down.
Like a naughty boy.
So,
it's a whole ritual.
You're still, yeah, okay. Like it's still like when you sneeze, you shit your pants. That's embarrassing, but you still, your pants are on.
And you still have an ass to walk, to sit around
exactly.
On stuff with.
And if there's blood, you know, that's, you can worry about that later. But man. If you're getting sex paddled in the middle of a grocery store, that everyone's going to see that.
Yeah. I think it's going to be embarrassing as fuck.
Some guy's just like, yeah,
yeah, ow. Why are you doing this?
He just sneezed. No expression on his face. Just
whack, whack.
Doing his job.
Then back to following you, or just disappears into the cereal. Just a mythical spanking.
That's kind of where I was thinking too. Like he just, you do it and he's like, he appears out of Brian? Nowhere.
Yeah.
Like with a poof, like a cloud of
bend
dust.
Over, like a genie.
He goes back in and wherever he lives, wherever.
Right back into the, into the ether. And that's got to be ouchy. I've never had some like actual really hard paddle spanks.
I mean, when my wife's doing the dishes or something, sometimes she's wearing leggings or something, I'll let her have it.
Good slap?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you do that once and it's like, oh, God, and then it starts to go away.
Just
but
keep
if you
doing
slap it,
it
again
and
then again, three times, it's sore now, especially if you're hitting the same spot.
Oh man, and then you sneeze in so many different places because you can't really, you don't get to control when a sneeze is coming. Pants, bed.
Have you ever? Yeah. You ever do it when you're you have a sneeze coming on,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, I like sneezing. I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. And it like goes away. You're like, no.
Yeah.
And you want, cause you want to sneeze, but it's going away.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you like, I think I've told you this before, like I'll grab like a shoelace or like a thing and start tickling my nose.
You haven't told me that.
Yeah. Cause it like, so it'll be like, oh, it's like right there and it's going away. And so now I've got like this, hoodie string. And I'm like tickling my nose and everything. Or like, if you look at the sun too,
mm-hmm. you'd be, well, in this situation, you'd be pumped.
You'd be doing the opposite.
Yeah.
Though.
You'd be trying to do anything you can. You just glue your nostrils shut and never sneeze again. Yeah. Cut your nose off.
I feel like it would. At some point, it'd have to come out, and you'd come out your ears or
something. Well, apparently, come out your ass.
Come out your ass. Yeah, exactly. It'd still make you violently shit your pants.
Just because
you're shitting your pants while you're getting slapped by a dungeon master.
Yeah, and I love just. I mean, I picture
slapping shit everywhere,
like a hippo that whips his tail around.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
all over the people in the.
I picture this happening instantaneously too, right? The sneeze and the violently shitting your pants. So if you do have three in a row, it's just this just mass is building up a mass in your pantaloons. I guess you just wear diapers.
Well, wait. You get spanked, you just shit your pants once, right?
It says every time you sneeze.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. So if you're a multiple sneezer.
You just stack it up. It's going to be a fucking mess. But I think I'm still going to go with that because I don't like the idea of having my life or this dungeon master follow me around with a sex paddle. That says like daddy on it.
Yeah.
Like you're at your kid's soccer game and this guy's just standing next to you cheering your kids on. Go Pepper.
I just picture like this camera, this picture in a show or something mm-hmm. where the camera's panning along. All the parents are going, yeah. And all of a sudden it's like 6'7"
dungeon master. In all leather.
Yeah.
Whapping his daddy paddle. And you're standing in front. You're cheering.
Yep,
but he's just looming behind you. Waiting for you to sneeze.
He's like, he gets all excited. he cocks back.
Cracks his neck. Starts warming his arms up. Okay. Well, pants shit, I guess. That sounds good.
Yeah, that good to that's you? The easiest to conceal, but I wouldn't want to be... There are certain situations where I...
It would be awful
I think I'd
way.
Rather get spanked than shit my pants, too.
Man, those are some big... That's ouch.
It is, but... Pain will go away, but like if you're stuck in a situation, you've shit twice. Now you've got
mm-hmm.
you know gigantic pile of shit in your pants, and you're at a. I was gonna say you're at a wedding.
You're like, at a wedding
because that would be. And you're the best man at a wedding.
You're getting married,
and you're getting married, and there's a sex dungeon master spanking you in the ass.
It's a whole You got the bride and the groom and the priest, and then behind the priest, the giant 6'7" leather dungeon master.
No, he's the
priest.
No, he's the best man.
So he's just standing behind, right. And you're just tapping the whip together, and you're like, oh my god.
And imagine him walking down the aisle.
For better or worse.
He's got to walk down the aisle with someone, right? So it's just him.
Him with mom, with grandma.
Uh-huh.
Giant leather.
Pushing her down in a wheelchair. Not pushing her down, but.
He's a good guy.
He has a job.
He has a job to do.
He doesn't ask questions.
He just slaps ass.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's like a.
Dream job.
I mean, how do you. You know, like, I've always kind of thought this is funny. Like, if you're a genie or you're something like that, like, how did you get that job? Like, how did you become a genie?
Sounds miserable, though.
So, like, this guy, how would you... Is this guy real? Is this guy a real guy? Like, how did he get this job?
There's a lot of... I know we have a lot of listeners that are into the BDSM world. Tell us. I mean, are you a little dungeon master? What's it? What do you do? How do you prep?
And what's it like? Like, are you rent? Like, do people rent you out?
Yeah, I 100%. There's places you can get rented out, like Dama Matrix women. Dudes show up, just get the shit kicked out of them.
Oh, right, true, yeah.
You know? But write in, hey guys, canyoudontpodcast.com.
I feel like maybe they are vicious. I've never experienced a dominatrix, but I like being a woman. It seems like it's 6'7".
Mm-hmm.
Muscle-bound dungeon master wouldn't be quite as appealing.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe.
But maybe he's gentle.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of trust in that circle, too. Like, they're not just out there fucking raising hell. just he's not running down the street just spanking everybody. Yeah.
Well, see, there you go. Now, maybe that's not so bad.
Yeah, maybe he's a very loving.
Yeah,
he knows how to make you come. Like,
yeah,
all this is like you end up loving it. That'd be great news.
Like, what's the difference between a dungeon master and a dominatrix?
I don't know, man and woman.
I would assume the dungeon master is like a Middle Ages torture dungeon master, right? That's what we have to assume here.
Oh yeah, I don't know. For whatever reason, I made it because he put sex paddle in there, so I went to BDSM dungeon master because I think that's the whole thing. Let me look. I'm going to the internet. Going to the end yet? Dungeon monitor, dungeon masters by Subtle Death. Oh, doesn't sound very. There's a guy standing on the table in the corner over a naked prone body, pushing his boot down onto the back of her neck.
Okay, Jesus.
As many club scenes, this wouldn't be very realistic.
Is that the guy that commented?
We're not reading on it right now.
Is that the guy that complimented that chick in the parking lot?
Could have been.
Because that was that's the whole thing I'm getting at here is like maybe if it's like a nice subtle sex paddle, then maybe that's not so bad.
That wouldn't be bad at all. Pants. For sure, would pick that over shitting my pants. But if he is letting it rip, I am letting it rip. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Honky honky. Okay. Let's move
You're
going to
go shit your pants. I'm going to go with getting spanked.
And then we just do them at the same time and just look each other in the eyes and see how it goes. All right. We have something. It's very important, very pressing for what are you thinking about today?
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about, Joe?
What are you thinking about? We've actually talked a little bit about this because we wrote an entire video script around. Not around this exact comp.
We came up with a concept so we could put this in. Let's be honest.
But here's the backstory of why I've been spending the last many months wondering what the hell these things are all about. It was after recording, I don't remember what episode, but probably back in the teen, like 17, 18, somewhere around there.
We were just young lads then, teenagers.
The whole world's different now, look at us. But the weather was starting to turn, so it was like heading into fall, and it was pretty cold out. And I'm driving down the road, Sherman Avenue here in Coeur d'Alene, beautiful, beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And there's this guy standing on the street corner. I stop at the light, and I look over, and he's just standing there, and I'm like, God, that guy looks cool. And the reason he looked cool is because he had on fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Okay. And his hair, very mullet-ish.
Okay.
He had like the super, very aerodynamic glasses on. If he had to run, his glasses were not going to be the thing that was holding him back.
Okay.
He was ready to fly. And then he had fingerless gloves on. Okay. And I don't know where he was going, but instantly I started laughing so hard because at the base, like, what the fuck is going on with fingerless gloves?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, do you want your hands to be warm or not? Can you please
make a decision?
Make up your mind. Because, I mean, how often are you cold but also need to, like, hold on to a bunch of shit?
Yeah.
It just doesn't, I don't know. Maybe that's his job. Maybe he just walks around,
holds things,
and holds stuff in the cold. Maybe. I mean, maybe that's it. Like, I'm saying there's are uses for fingerless gloves. Like a mechanic. Like, maybe it's cold out, but you still need to hold your screwdriver.
I don't know, because the part that gets the coldest is your fingertips, right?
I know. I'm just trying to put this anywhere.
Imagine it, the reverse of that. Like, palmless gloves, and they're only gloves on your fingertips.
Just covers it up and leaves the palm open.
See, that seems like it makes more sense. And you put that material that you can touch a cell phone on?
Well, yeah, right, exactly. I was going to say, if you had the argument coming in being like, well, yeah, but I have to use my fingers to touch stuff. Like, we've passed that as
a
humanity.
I have running gloves that I got from Costco. They're like skin tight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not fingerless. They are finger pro finger. I don't know how to
gloves,
but I can interact with my cell phone on it.
Yeah,
so there's no excuse for that anymore.
Mm-hmm. But god,
purely
damn,
cosmetic.
Damn, do they look cool?
They do look cool.
They look so cool.
If you were a bully in the 80s,
strictly
like
business,
you had to have those.
Yeah,
we both did it at the same time, punching your fist.
Like when you need to feel the veins in your like your enemy's neck as you squeeze them. I got good news. Fingerless gloves. Like you just have to feel their skin as you kill them. Like if you have some business to do down at the business place, right?
Lots of business.
So much business. And imagine me. I'm wearing.
You got to give somebody the business.
I'm wearing just this.
Yeah.
And the guy over there has something like I'm trying to sell him on something. And I could walk in like this. Or I could walk in with some fucking fingerless gloves on. Which guy is getting shit done?
Right.
And it's the fingerless glove guy 100% of the time.
Okay. Well, yeah. So let's say let's just say you're some guy hanging out in an alley.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody walks down the alley into the alley. You don't know this person. Yeah. You're like, he's not wearing fingerless gloves. You're like, okay. Same guy comes walking down the alley with fingerless gloves, flipping a 50 cent piece.
Oh, yeah. You're like,
oh, I better get out of here.
Yeah, you would turn around and just leave that alley.
Because you know this guy, there's nothing good's going to come of it.
Okay, now let's go on an adventure.
Okay.
Okay. We don't normally talk politics on this show, but picture this.
Okay.
Pick whatever president you want. I don't care. He's giving a State of the Union address. How much fucking cooler is it if he's waving around his hands and he's got fingerless gloves on?
Yeah.
This country
he
is
means
ready.
More
this,
business.
This country's ready for fucking war at any moment when you have fingerless gloves on.
Oh, and
I'm paying more attention immediately. If you're doing talking with your hands like Bill Clinton, if he just had fingerless gloves on doing that thumbs up.
That's what I was going to say, the thumb
like,
thing.
Fuck yeah, I'll vote for you again.
Because they do the thumb thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so if you just see this black glove with this little finger poking out.
Oh, man. Of course he got a blowjob in the Oval Office.
Right.
He wears fingerless gloves. Yeah. What the fuck do you think was going to happen? Playing saxophone with fingerless gloves?
Oh,
dude.
Yes.
That is
see, that's
where
the
it's
thing.
At.
Like, it's kind of, if you're, let's say you're playing music. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're homeless and like you're the way you make money is playing saxophone on the corner.
Yeah.
And it's chilly outside.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to feel the instrument.
Yeah.
But your hands are sort of cold.
You got maybe you have ugly palms. I don't know. Hairy palms. You cover them up. I'm going to think that's the only reason for fingerless gloves outside of the gym. I get it. Please save the emails. I get the lifting gloves because, yeah, your palms can hurt when you're lifting a bunch of weights. And you have to grip onto shit. So fingerless gloves, fine. I'll give you a pass in the gym. Almost anywhere else, no.
Well, there's certain things that belong, and we've kind of touched on this before. Like, you go into a gym, you're going to see a guy with, like, a hoodie and a sweatshirt hoodie with no sleeves.
Yeah, that's always an interesting combo.
Because that one doesn't make sense, but it's like, okay, in a gym, fine.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm trying to give him a pass here.
Okay.
But anywhere else, like walking down the street.
Yeah.
Wearing a hood with no sleeves.
Sleeves cut off. It's like, do you want to be warm or not?
Yeah.
Make up your mind.
You know, there's something to be said for like, I wear a hood. When I get cold, when I put a hood on, it actually warms my whole body up. So if you want to regulate your temperature, maybe that's a way to do it. Like with fingerless gloves, if you've got... How much snow did we get?
We got like 10 or 11 inches over here.
Yeah. So I'm outside snow blowing and shoveling yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had snow gloves on. My hands were sweaty to the point I took them off and set them off the side because they were getting so sweaty.
Mm.
Maybe if I would have had fingerless snow gloves.
Or they make the ones, the option where the top comes on
and off.
I was
going to bring that up because I have a pair of those.
Because
you want to look like a badass, but you're like, ooh, a little bit too cold for that.
Those ones are the opposite of make you look like a badass.
Yeah.
If there's a safety thing that Velcros to the back of your glove, and you go and fold it over your little fingies.
Yeah.
It
is kind of funny that when you put your fingers up, now it's a mitten.
Right. So the shape of a mitten.
There's nothing not less cool than a mitten.
I know. So, yeah, just thinking about fingerless gloves in general and how cool they make you look. You got to make up your mind. You want to be warm or not. And then that got me thinking about some other stuff. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I just picture guys in, like, the 80s with those red leather suits, the full body, like the Eddie Murphy short jacket and tight pants.
Yeah.
And fucking fingerless gloves, dude.
Double Dragon? Did they
wear?
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Double Dragon.
Double Dragon. Best video game ever.
You can't walk into a fight with...
without them.
With full gloves or no gloves.
Yeah, it's just, shit's all slippery. But then you remember the fad, and I'm not sure if they're still around, but my dad had a pair of the zipper pants where you could zip on your pant.
I had a pair of those in high school.
Oh, well, what happened to them? Did they turn into shorts?
They just became shorts.
Of course
and
they
I
did.
Lost the bottoms.
Because who the fuck is waking up to start their day, and they're like, either they check the forecast or they step outside and be like, yeah, I'm going to have to zip on my bottom of my pants today. I'm a little nippy out here. So fucking funny.
Because you know what happens is the idea of being able to do that whenever you want is great in theory.
Great on paper.
And then so you're like, hot. Oh, like, oh, yeah, I get to zip these off. But when are you ever, because you don't go out in those and carry the bottoms with you, right?
I don't know.
You need to, you have to fill your pockets with the bottom of your pants.
Of your own pants.
And then it gets cold, and then you zip. Now your pockets are cold.
Imagine, full. Imagine a situation where you're sitting, but only one leg's getting hit by the sun. So you only take off one.
Yep. Well, then you look like LL Cool J.
Right, right. So you're like, I got one full pant and one half pant guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So you know, those are dumb.
That, you know, that reminds me of like anything that someone tried to make. Do you remember like when you were younger and you were in school and somebody did something, like somebody wore their sweatshirt inside out and yeah, it was like, oh, this is a cool thing now to wear your sweatshirt. It
always depends on who did though.
Yeah. But like the cool, like the, somebody that you thought was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start doing that. And then like, catches on, and then they go back to where now it's like it's not cool anymore, so you have to reverse back to
go back.
Like, remember, because like, what were those rappers? Crisscross,
yep,
where they had backwards, they wore their pants backwards, like that. They thought that was going to be a cool thing.
I mean, they gave it a good go. Weren't there overalls? They had overalls that were backwards. I don't, man, I'm no, trying to remember the cassette tape.
Well, here's an overall thing. So, like, people, I remember in the 90s, in late 80s and early 90s, when I was a kid, I remember people wearing overalls. Those were very popular. But then you couldn't wear the strap, both straps, because then that was like you were a dork.
Dorky.
So you had to have one strap off. So, like, that's kind of what I was saying, where, like, okay, we can wear this, but we got to make it look cool somehow.
Like wearing a backpack. If you put both of them on your dork, but you hang one over your shoulder.
That was going to be my next example.
You're awesome.
Yeah. You'd walk, you'd have it. So I remember doing that. I'm like, oh man, it'd be so much more comfortable if my both shoulders took the load of this bag.
It'd be a lot cooler.
But you couldn't walk into it.
God. Why do I have so many back issues and shoulder issues?
Gotta look cool.
Had to look cool. And then one last one I wanted to bring up that's, again, in the same zone are just visors.
Yep.
Where, like, you could just wear a hat.
I mean, I get it. Glasses.
Maybe, just wear glasses. But the only, I mean, what I think about visors is that you don't want people to think that you're bald. Because if you put a hat on, they're going to be like, oh, this guy's bald. So this person with the visor is like, I want people to think I'm bald. I'm going to show off my hair.
Yeah.
But I also want to have something on my head.
Right.
And that's why they wear the visor. Remember that stage when people wear their visor like backwards and upside down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. What are we doing? What are humans doing? It's so goofy. But
that's the whole thing. Like, every visors were cool. It's like, well, no, they're not cool because my dad wears a visor, so I'm going to flip it upside down and turn it backwards. I mean, the backwards hat, that was like, I remember when that, like, King Griffey Jr., he started doing that, and, like, all the old-timers were like, oh, turn your hat around.
Right.
Okay, he's wearing what a trolley. Yeah, and then what is funny about that is when you see someone with, like, backwards hat and glasses. Because that's purely cosmetic.
Oh, yeah, or the backwards hat that they put their hand up like this to get the sun out of their eyes.
Yeah.
It's always a classic move. This has reminded me, my dad used to, he doesn't anymore because he's dead, but he used to wear a neck gaiter on his head. Like, so
a
the
neck gaiter?
You don't snowboard, do you? So they make like when you're snowboarding or skiing, you slip it down and it goes around your neck.
Yep.
So the snow doesn't get down your shirt. And he just wears it on his head. So the top was open, but then it would keep his ears
like
and everything.
Like a beanie?
Kind of, yeah, but a beanie without the top on it.
Okay.
So,
there's
that.
Another one. You see, like, the short beanies that people wear underneath their ears or, like, above their ears.
It's like a tiny little cap.
Yeah. It's like a bigger yarmulke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's purely cosmetic, too, right?
Has to be.
That's a prerequisite for working at the Apple store, actually.
Listen, my ears do not get cold, but the top of my head does. So, think about that.
Escape through the head.
It does. It does, absolutely. So maybe, I don't know, we have to just buy these products and figure them out.
And all this God, to say is...
fucking fingerless gloves.
Yeah, and having said all this kind of stuff, dress how you want. Who cares?
Don't be bummed out when people judge you, though, okay?
Yeah. That's I get that shit all the time. I've always got that shit. So, whatever.
All right, well, let's move on to the DIC. You ready for that? What's going on over there? Well, Squeaky chair. Squeaky, 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 squeaky. Hopefully the filters didn't cut it out because some of us looked really weird if that didn't make it through. All right. Ready to move on?
Yeah, I'm being really quiet in the mic.
I think you're doing a great job. I'm so proud of you.
I want to make noise.
You're going to ruin it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's Dick.
On to the Dick. This brought up a lot of questions in my noodle. Not that noodle. The brain noodle.
Yeah.
Because I never really thought about staffing shortages in this particular department. But as you see here at this article, it says cases dismissed for punching toddler in face, attempted murder, and arson due to Riverside County judge shortage. Did you ever think about that? Because I immediately think of restaurants.
Right.
Like the service industry. Yep. Where they don't have enough, or like just goods, anything.
Yep.
Where they just don't have the supply and demand, 911. The people, the numbers, 911, right, things like that. But I never thought about them running out of judges than people just being able to punch kids and get away with it.
Yeah, you show up to court and there's just no judge. The mm-hmm. chair's just spinning.
Right. Be back in 5 minutes. They have a little...
Out to lunch.
Not to lunch. See it one, and you're like, woohoo, free! But this is Riverside County, California. It says an incident in which a woman allegedly punched a one-year-old baby in the face is one of hundreds of criminal cases recently dismissed in Riverside County due to the judge shortage.
Okay, just so we're clear, one-year-old is not a baby anymore.
You like, calm down.
It's not like you're beating a baby here. It can walk, most likely.
They're right. I mean, come on. Get in there. That's why it got let go. Had nothing to do with judge shortages. Like, this isn't a baby.
You reached a year. It's like a cutoff point, like a whatever.
You're free punch. You're in free range of punching.
Like when you're 18, you're an adult. When you're one,
get punched.
You can get punched.
That's what I always say. More than 500 cases have been dismissed over the course of the past month alone.
500?
Approximately 50 of those cases involved felony offenses, including attempted murder, stalking, assault, vandalism, arson, robbery, and a hate crime, according to public officials.
Okay, can I just...
Such a shit show.
Can I just say something right off the bat, and then you can get back on here?
Yeah.
If that many of the cases were those... I mean... Because you think like 500 cases and there's a few of these attempted murder. But it's not like that's a fuck ton of them.
Mm-hmm. It's
not
a lot.
Like, it's not like there's a couple of those and everything else is petty shit. Like mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They can't bring in a judge in from another
county.
Maybe they will. I don't know. You That's just crazy to me.
Many of the cases were prepared to go to trial. So I'm going to go down and read the... Okay, here we go. So the Carissa Guevara, the mother of the one-year-old child who was allegedly punched in the face by a woman in a parking lot 6 months ago, said the case involving her toddler was one of the misdemeanor cases that have been dropped. Why was that only a misdemeanor, first of all? So after me pleading to him, the judge, multiple times in my statement that I wrote, he still ended up saying there's not enough courtrooms in Riverside County. We're dismissing the case. As soon as I heard dismiss, I just couldn't hold my tears back. Guevara said she was picking her one-year-old daughter up from daycare when a woman she knew approached her from behind. She came up from behind and from behind me, and I pleaded to her. I asked her to at least let me put my child down. She disregarded everything and started throwing punches. So as they fell down, obviously the attacker punched the baby in the midst of all of this. And she's obviously traumatized of it because he said that, you know, the baby started screaming, which is so fucking. But to hear this statement, right? And then maybe there's just some crazy shit happening in Riverside County. Like what's the amount of crimes that are happening where this one is passable?
Yeah.
Where he's like, okay, okay, punch a baby, but like this guy punched three babies. Uh-huh. So we're going to take this case because that's crazier than one baby getting punched.
And it's a year old.
And it's a year old, which is basically an adult.
Like this was a baby that was caught in the crossfire.
Yeah.
Crossfire! You get caught up in the...
Speaking of fingerless crossfire! Gloves.
You had the leather jacket.
Yeah.
Lightning bolts.
I think they had fingerless gloves in that commercial.
I think they did. Leather jackets and fingerless gloves.
Oh, my brain's putting it on there, but I don't know for sure.
That up.
But for the judge to hear that and be like, no, just not enough room for that. Not enough room for you and this baby puncher. Come get this figured out.
Yeah, like what takes precedent? Like what?
I don't know.
What?
I'm going to look up Riverside County.
Oh, good, because I'm looking up Crossfire commercial, and this kid is definitely wearing...
Fuck yeah.
I think one of them...
Is your thing plugged in? Can we hear the song? I think you have the...
Yep.
Okay.
I think one of them is wearing the gloves and the other one isn't. And the one that is probably going to win.
Okay.
Do you remember this commercial, though?
Yeah, Crossfire, do I? You get caught up in the... I just hope it doesn't blow our ears.
Hopefully an ad doesn't hit. Ready?
Yep.
Okay.
You're going to get an ad. Oh, nice.
Sometime in the future. Here they come. See that kid with the... Yeah, dude, totally.
Fire. You get caught up in the... This is so sick.
The bass. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Crossfire.
See? The kid with the fingerless gloves won. And he's got the fingerless gloves with the strap. Oh, so you can see a little bit of the back of the hand.
The skin on the back.
Yep.
That's
he
awesome.
Won.
Of course he did.
And you can see the other guy that got sent off on a friggin' lightning bolt.
On a stretcher.
Because he wasn't wearing fingerless gloves. Stretcher.
Let me just say this. I've never once in my life
seen
somebody on a stretcher wearing fingerless gloves.
That's true.
I've never seen that combination.
You should see the other guy. You should see the other guy
celebrating.
Yep.
Who the cops are lifting up on their shoulders in victory and praising him for his gloves.
And the guy's shirtless.
The hardest punches he's ever seen. I've just never seen it.
Real quick, I was listening to you read it, but then I got kind of confused.
Okay.
Because I didn't realize she was caught in the crossfire. I just pictured she was like loading groceries in her car and she punched her
baby.
No. So she was holding her baby and then a woman attacked her.
They had some beef.
Okay.
I don't know. Didn't say what it was beef? Over. I don't know. Could have been some petty beef.
Maybe we should. Because apparently there was a video of this that happened. Yeah. And maybe we should do some petty beef.
Man. No, I don't. Yeah. There's some video of it. I didn't look up the baby getting punched, but it just, I didn't think of staffing shortages hitting the judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's makes sense. And it's very sad. It's like the purge.
Yeah.
Like some guy goes into the courtroom that day. He's going in there for like attempted murder. He's like, God, I could be in for 10 years. And he walks in there and the judge is just in there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, bye. And he's like, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See you guys next month. Woo! Just like shoots a gun into the ceiling and runs out the courtroom door.
Everyone's sitting in, there's a clock ticking down because the trial has to start at noon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't show up,
you're free.
Yeah, you're free to go. So you're just sitting there like, come on.
Maybe that's
with
the way
your fingerless gloves, you're tapping your fingers.
Rubbing your good luck fingerless gloves. Maybe that's just the way the world should work. Maybe you don't know if you're going to get away with it or not. That'd be one way to spice things up. If every crime you ever did, you did have a chance of getting away with it.
Maybe that would give you some perspective, though. You're like, oh.
Man, I love killing people.
No, oh, I was going the other way. Oh, I got away with this. Wow, here's my second chance in life to straighten out.
Or kill more people.
You could, but it's like, well, next time he could show up, and obviously I will be guilty. But I got away with it this time, so maybe I should change my life.
It's so sad to think about. Just horrific crime. Like you're on meth, and you run over a family of six in a crosswalk. And then you just get to go home.
And do more meth.
Do more meth to forget about what you've done. To think about what you've done for a long time. Because you'll be awake all the days. And you see to think about, man, I was fucking...
And then run over another family because you didn't lose your lesson.
Hope I don't do that again. Something tells me he doesn't give a shit. He just pumped. He didn't have to... He just move on with his addiction.
He's That's a celebration to get more meth.
Get more meth.
And run over another family.
Yeah, I doubt that guy's going home and be like, whew, I'm going to turn my life around. Yeah. He's like, shit, that could have been really bad. Anyway. Man. All right. Well,
you know what would make this much better?
What?
More meth.
Meth makes everything better. Okay. Well, let's take a look at another dick article for this week, shall we?
Yeah.
Where's
the damn thing?
It's right there.
Are you doing this or am I doing this?
Do you want to do it or I can do it? I'll do it. Doesn't matter.
I'll do it.
Okay. You'll do it. You do it.
Let me do it. Okay. This is from the August Man. The AugustMan.com. Game over. This Oculus VR headset kills you in real life if your video game character dies. What? Imagine if your character's death in a video game also causes your demise in real life. Mm-hmm. You definitely wouldn't just run out into...
Nope.
And start firing. You would be a lot more careful, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Like a strategic... military, like point of view gun game, a shooter, first person shooter. Yeah, that'd be there would not be anybody.
I'd probably want to be a sniper.
You'd load into the game and not see a single person. Like that would be such an adrenaline rush.
Yeah,
just to start the game and you're in a hiding spot, you're like, God, I just get back out. I'd be like, cool, I didn't die in the 1 second that I was in the game.
It would be crazy if you saw when someone it says like so and so killed. You know, right.
Or you shot him.
And then you're like, I just killed that
dude. You know, in real life, the VR headset just shot into his brain killed him.
Maybe that would give some people perspective the video, because we are a little desensitized death and stuff because of games like that. Not that games are causing things necessarily, but we are, our sensitivity is a little bit down. Whatever. We're getting a whole another thing here.
Yeah.
Cause your demise in real life. Mm-hmm. Such a scenario sounds like something right out of a horror flick or British dystopian series Black Mirror, which I've wanted to start. Never.
Oh, yeah, you should do it. There's some dumb ones, though.
Terrifyingly, it's set to become reality. It is true that a new age simulated games sets... Oh, my God. And
gaming sets.
Let me start over.
You got it.
It is true that new age simulated games and gaming sets are blurring the lines between the physical and the virtual worlds. Mm-hmm. However, Oculus founder Palmer Luckey is taking this to a new extremes by claiming that his latest VR headset will literally kill the player when their gaming avatar or character dies. In an ode to the famous Japanese light novel Sword Art Online, which is also adapted into an anime series, Luckey has developed his innovative VR headset, which can literally kill you, just like it happens in the novel.
Right. So, I mean, we've heard, did this happen? What did this happen in? There's plenty of movies that have approached this concept. I forget which ones they are, though, off the top of my head.
Jumanji?
Jumanji, yeah, fuck, that's one. There's one from the 90s. Brain Scan, is that one? Does that come to...
I don't know.
I think he was a video game dude. I don't know if it was Brain Scanners. But whatever. So you die in real life, Ready Player One, does that do the same thing?
Didn't see it.
But, just strapping on a VR headset. And then the idea of how... I see this happening, is what I'm trying to say. Like, this could definitely happen in the future. It's going to be a high-paid job. Just like you're going to be some sort of fighter, some hero who is so amazing, but you're playing video games and risking your life by stepping into these first person shooters.
Okay.
I could definitely see it happening. I would watch it on TV, which is sad.
Of course. That sounds like a Squid Game type scenario, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read the rest of the article. Like, how does it actually kill you? Because that Imagine, like, when you die, what does it do? Does it send a shockwave to your head and kill you like a zap? Or does it the headset explode blow your head off?
This particular one that he has, if you look at the picture at the top of the page, it has, like, three prongs out of the top.
Okay.
And the front, that's connecting to your frontal lobe.
Okay.
So it's shooting things into your brain.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And that's a fun way to go. So, yeah.
So is this real or not?
I'm guessing it's a concept. It's something to get you talking.
How do you get away with something like that?
I don't know. Like, there's going to be a lot of, okay, you're going through the things, agree. Yeah.
And no one reads anything.
It's like,
make sure
anything. You read. It's like, yeah, no, die, death. Yeah, agree. Or like, you're not paying attention for a second and like your kid hops into your game.
Mm.
And that's fun to think about.
Well, okay. I've had plenty of situations where, like, I play Battlefield sometimes online.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing, and all of a sudden, wife's like, "Hey, can you come help me?" I'm like, "Ah, I'm right. I'm playing live against other people. Can you wait 5 minutes for it?" No. Mm-hmm. So you're like, "Fuck!" So you just have to run upstairs, and you just leave your guy in the middle of the battlefield.
Oh yeah.
And then if you're like, "I can't come help you with the groceries, or I will die.
I will literally die.
Then I will never be able to help you with the groceries."
If that's a one way to settle. There'd be a lot of some murder charges coming up. Where you hate this person, but you know they play that game. So you go and you have a training montage and you get good at the game and you go in there and kill them and you get away with it legally.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Some game that has like friendly fire. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, you want to be in my squad?
Right.
All right, hey, or you go around the corner. I'll get your back. I'll give you cover and you just... Headshot. Oh,
man, that's awful.
And then you teabag him.
Yeah.
While he's dead, you're going...
You hear their family screaming in the background.
Yeah, and you're just teabagging.
Teabagging his body. God, that's awful. Or like you're trying to go through the tutorial, and you're like, doo-doo-doo, and he's like fucking around, jump off a building, and you're like, oh, shit. He's explode. I just thought that was a neat concept to bring into the show. Not necessarily funny, but definitely gets your brain thinking.
It would be fun to think of some creative ways that that it would actually kill you. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, if you're, let's say you're playing, your family's over for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, you got the new Oculus headset.
The one
and everyone's taking
yeah,
a turn. Yeah, they don't know that, though. Oh. You're like, it's your Uncle Bill is over.
Yeah.
And he's like, let me see that new video game console you got there. And you put it on. He's like, all right, Bill, I just want to let you know, like, once you just go out there and we're going to show, and then boom, he's just dead.
He explodes.
Like, his head blows off. And then no one else gets to play.
Yeah, because it's all wet.
Well, it's exploded.
I know.
That would be the thing. Like, if it didn't. Like, if it exploded and then you can't play anymore.
But I knew someone was going to ruin Christmas.
But if it did just shoot you and, like, it's still functional, but it's got brain matter all over it, mm-hmm. It, like, gives you a thing to wipe it down.
It comes with a cleaning cloth.
Yeah, it comes with its own thing.
We've just become so desensitized by everything.
You just, like, roll his body over to the corner and wipe off the thing.
It comes with some Lysol, like a little. A trial pack.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, let's move on to petty beef for this week. God damn, my toes are cold, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing the hood.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is petty beef.
I'm going to do this with no mistakes, Joe.
Petty beef.
Petty beef time. Our petty beef for this week, the first one coming in from our disgruntled son, Trevor.
Trev dog, T-Dog, where you been?
My buddy Trevor.
My buddy Trevor? He said, he called dibs on the couch or whatever.
And it totally makes sense. He's like, hey, fuckers. Dude, that's classic Trev.
Classic Trev dog, dude.
Trevster.
Trevy.
So when
Trevy Chase.
Trevy Chase. Oh my God. So when I lived in New Mexico, I had a roommate.
Hmm?
It was mostly cool. It was mostly cool. Played a lot of hockey on the Xbox and mostly partied, chased girls around an awesome mountain house. Pretty cool 24-year-old dude setup, but I digress,
this
bro.
Trev.
Dude, classic Trev.
Classic Trev.
So this roommate, we call him Christian because that's his name.
Trevor, we're just fucking around. We do love you.
My name's Christian. My friends call me Christian. had purchased a vehicle without having a driver's license. And he was at least adult version of an adult you could imagine. Good guy, but like no time for like DMVs. While I was gone on a fire assignment, he moved out and unannounced with his cunt of a girlfriend and left me with the rent and or whatever and his piece of shit Durango he bought.
Mm-hmm.
Is it bothering you that I'm reading it like
that? Okay. No, I'm giggling.
I tried to contact him multiple times, only to find out that his phone was shut off. Dude, fucking classic Christian, dude.
Yeah.
His cunt girlfriend made him get a new plan with her. Oh, family plan.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, totally fucking bitch move.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like me, and I get that. Well, well, fast forward 2 months. It was like time for me to move out because I took a new position in Idaho. And tried calling him again and again. I even looked for him at where I thought he worked and nothing, dude. But I need his fucking car gone or whatever.
Yeah.
So since he never even registered in his name and it had to go so I could get my deposit back, I sold it to a tow company for $700.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 months later, he finally calls bitching me out about stealing his car or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him the name of the tow company, fucking company that I sold it to, and they told him that they fixed it up, but now it was going to cost $2,200 to get it back, dude. In my opinion, he's just an irresponsible asshole, but he is threatening to sue me for $2,200, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Which he can't win. But in a court of can you don't favor, oh fuck. If the court of can you don't favors with him, I will fork over $700.
Oh.
Love you guys. Love the show. 3 out of 5 stars, wouldn't change a thing. Also, Blaine, you suck at reading, dude. Fuck you, dude. Like, did a cat teach you how to read? I worry for your kids. Your asshole son, Trevor, sent from my iPhone. What's funny is we are, we're doing the reading thing with kids now.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
I read kid books fine.
Now you're a very animated fella. So yeah. I bet you're a fun person reading
dude,
kid books.
Dude, I get into the character. I start doing accents,
uh-huh.
And my kids want that. They're like, do the Spanish accent, do the German mm-hmm. accent.
Yeah, there was, yeah, my dad was so good at that. It had like, it wasn't even about the book. It was just about the voices mm-hmm. he would make, and he'd go back in time.
Yeah, let me take you back in time.
The old heifer.
I get the book, and I'm like, yeah, I was like, I tried to contact him multiple times. Or it was like mm-hmm. Dr. Seuss books.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of him. Is that the dollar store brand of Dr. Seuss?
No, that's the real
Dr. Seuss. Okay.
That's how his name is pronounced, real.
I'll,
for real, dude.
All right.
We've been pronouncing it all wrong, dude.
Whole time. Okay, Trevor. Also, again, please don't. Don't get sad about us making fun of you the whole time, please.
Well, hopefully he's heard of Colin.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or that doesn't make any sense to him.
He's what the fuck are these guys doing?
Trevster.
Oh, man. I'm in... What's your knee-jerk reaction on this?
Honestly, I was trying so hard concentrating on reading it and doing the voice. I don't even know what I read.
That's helpful.
Can you like...
Summarize it?
Summarize it or whatever?
Yeah, fucking... So this dude, right? Fucking... No, he left, his roommate left with his girlfriend and he left a Durango on his property and then he tried to get a hold of him and he couldn't get a hold of him. So then he just sold the Durango to the tow company for $700 and the dude just popped back into his life later and said, hey, you stole my car. And he's like, no, I sold it. And the tow company fixed it up. So now it's going to cost $2,200 to get it back instead of the $700.
Mm-hmm.
But it was never under his name. He never went and registered the car. He just bought it and then it just sat on the property or he drove it illegally. I'm not sure which one. One of those two.
Well, from a legal standpoint, the guy's got a point, right? Like he,
yeah. If he was still paying rent on the house, Trevor,
mm-hmm.
then you are in the wrong, because he like legally, I don't think you could just get his shit off the property if he's still on the lease.
Is that the same as taking someone's espresso machine and put it in storage?
Very similar, just ramped up. This is a way bigger deal. But I think. He didn't mention if that was on there. So let's just assume he said he did move out. So if he moved out and he just was gone and you couldn't get a hold of him to get his goddamn car off your property, then I go back to Trevor's side where it's like, yeah, well, you didn't. I gave you this long to come get your goddamn car and you never did. So I don't want it sitting in front of my house or in my house. I don't know where the car was.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. Fucking. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. I guess there's a couple different things. But oh, it does say in here, it says it was 2 months of him trying to get in charge or in contact with his buddy Christian. We'll call him Christian because his name is Christian. for 2 months, and he couldn't do it. And then the guy came back and was like, what the fuck, dude? God, I know those guys. I've seen this situation so many times. It's usually in college where you're just like, It's like, oh, fuck, you knew I was going to come and get that. It's like, well, you were gone for a whole semester. Of course I don't have your hat. And where the fuck do you think I'm going to hold on to your hat for a year? Oh, no, man, you said I left my shirt here. Yeah, I told you that was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't just hold on to it the whole time.
That became a cum rag months ago.
As soon as you told me you liked it, I came all over it. Like, yeah, of course. Of course it's covered in cum.
Do you know how many backs that thing has wiped off?
Come on. You left your girlfriend here. Yeah, come on, man. You can't have her back.
Yeah, I think I'm on Trevster's side.
Yeah. Unless he's still on the lease.
Unless he really wasn't trying to get a hold of him.
He tried, kind of.
Yeah, he sort of
tried. Like, he sent him a message on Xbox.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, it's Trev Dog.
It's Trevor.
Hey, it's Trevor.
I wonder if you could fucking...
And his way of getting contact with him was like, hey, I'm going to sell your fucking Durango, you pussy. And then that was all he sent.
Yeah.
And he's like, I tried to reach him. I don't know. But that's it, Trevor. You can write back into heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com and let us know. Because I love those details, but we need those details in order to make a final ruling. And because you actually do have $700 on the line, I feel like we do need to make a ruling. And so hopefully we can do that for you soon.
And the thing is, if he really tried and he made a real effort, then I tend to side with him.
Yeah.
As long as he's being honest here.
Mm-hmm. But his name's Trevor, so.
Yeah. Dude, Trevor's always into shady shit. Dude.
I know two Trevors. Both were wild as fuck.
Yeah.
Super wild dudes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your name, we need more evidence because purely off of your name, we can't trust.
You should be in jail. Purely off your name. You should be locked up for life.
Yeah. There's certain people have like, when you're given a name, it's like you have you're given a path in life.
Mm-hmm, that's what they say.
Yeah. And Trevor.
Trevor, it's straight felon. Yeah. Like, just go to death row.
I do picture him playing an Xbox, though. So that fits. The shoe fits there. And not a PlayStation, an Xbox.
An Xbox.
Or whatever.
If you have just shitty roommate stories, I always love those. Please send them in. Send them our way.
Yep.
All right, let's get some good news for this week.
We love you, Trev.
Yeah, we do.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! Are you ready for some good news?
I guess.
Okay. Pulling this one from today.com. But a Dallas sushi chef.
Susie.
Dallas sushi chef learns how to sign the menu for deaf couple. Nearly brought them to tears. But as you can imagine, if you have a disability, like you're hard of hearing or deaf, a lot of the
probably
world
not
is
the
not going, probably not hearing what I'm saying right now. but that aside, if you know somebody, you're used to walking around, and how many people know sign language? I have no idea. There's so many, almost every other language, I know somebody that speaks that. I don't think I know a single person that's fluent sign languager. I have no idea. So the surprise when you walk in to order some sushi and the chef's just like, it knows the entire menu. That's such a beautiful moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cool thing to be able to... I mean, anytime you can speak another language,
yeah,
no matter what it is, badass.
Yeah. Are there different... maybe I'm just uneducated on this. Sign language in other languages? Or is it one universal language for all... There's got to be... I'm going to look it up really quick.
That's interesting.
Sign language... I've had to go to the old internet a lot today.
Like, you're learning.
Is there like Japanese sign language? There is no universal sign language. Cool. Different sign languages are used for different countries and regions.
Well, let's be honest. Some countries probably just don't give a shit about
hands,
deaf people or blind people or anything. So they just don't care.
Like, fuck you.
You're like, sorry. You're on your own.
Sorry. Good luck. Like, this is their, they just flip them off.
Two birds.
Two fingers way up.
Kill like, two birds.
Here's sign language for you.
That's universal. Well, no, some countries that means other things.
Yeah, like, I don't know, fuck you, and then that. I mean, there's all, and the peace sign, like, a certain way, I think backwards is fuck you in some part of the world. I don't know. I don't remember all these things from the playground.
That would be funny if you're just, like, you're trying to give someone, like, a happy salute,
you just go like
and
this.
What it means is, like,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, or I want to kill you or something like that, and then you get shot.
Give him a thumbs up, and he's like, oh, everyone gasps.
And no, just, and he goes, he turns it down.
He just shoves it up his butt. And you're like, oh God.
What actually shoves it in his butt.
Mm-hmm. Pulls his pants down. And you're like, all right, did not. I was just saying, good job. I did not know it was going to turn into this. But I love that story. You can read the whole article if you want to find it. If you're interested in reading more, we're not going to read it on today's show. But
real quick,
it's got to be such an incredible thing to witness, and also for that couple to have the whole menu. It's like, what do you want? I got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's just not expecting that. You walk mm-hmm. in, and you're like, oh, this is going to be interesting, and then, mm-hmm. well, I guess it's cool. Can't you just read? Never mind. Oh, see, I'm trying to take it to it. Like, do you really need to get signed when you could just read it?
Yeah, probably. I'm guessing they're blind.
Well, then how they seen the sign?
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't know if anybody knows this, but like, you know, Braille, you can read, mm-hmm. obviously. But like trying to listen to a podcast or something that's so...
Can you imagine listening to this
exactly
through Braille?
Yeah.
It'd be a nightmare.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you just...
The page is just...
Nonsense.
Dots layering over other dots and mm-hmm. like stacked up. It's like penis, dick, butt,
yeah.
thumb. It's, what the fuck is happening?
But I just picture like a person that's blind, like they're running their finger along and they're like...
right.
And they're like, wait, what did he say? Mm-hmm. And they run it back again. Like, that's crazy to think... Like, I... Maybe there's a simpler way because that's not fair.
Or
if you're just blind, then you can listen to it. But if you're deaf and blind, I guess is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You know what they say? The scariest thing to read in Braille is do not touch.
Yeah.
I can't imagine coming across that situation. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, like, do not teen. Yes. You're like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I found something funny on the internet. Let's do it.
They're just, I don't know. They're just so much people with, things like that are just way more stronger than I would ever be, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I would not do well.
In that, I know.
Yeah.
I guess you don't know till you're in it.
You don't, but I have a good...
sense of how much of a baby I am.
Yeah.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out. Together. As a couple. Hey. Look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome!
Well, if you listen to anything that I've done on any podcast ever, you know I'm a fan of a good prank.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good prank. And this one is just so well thought out. And if it works out, it's a double happy thing. But this is a Joker happy birthday prank card with glitter and a press button. So you've seen these, or I've talked about them before. You can buy these little sound modules that make like cricket noises or like a meow, or you can program to say whatever you want. And it just does it at random times, and it goes on for years and years.
Hide it under the floorboards. Right. You never know what's there. Yeah.
And this birthday card, you push it and it never stops singing happy birthday to you. So eventually the joke is not funny anymore. And what would you do if the speaker wouldn't shut up? What would you do?
My first instinct would be to look for where the sound's coming from.
Yeah, so you would grab the card and you rip it open. And that's where this Joker happy birthday prank card gets even funnier. Because then once you rip it open to find the speaker, that's where all the glitter is. So as you rip it open to stop it, then it just shoots glitter all over the place and you get to laugh.
But is it still playing the music while it rips open? Mm-hmm. So now you already hate that, and now your face is full of glitter.
Yep, and you just have glitter all over wherever you are when you try to do it. And that's such a genius little double prank. I'd love to see it go down in real life.
Yeah, that would be, it's great because you're like, oh, okay, I'll get to the bottom of this. Yeah.
And then
now you have a mess to clean up too.
It's a glitter bomb on top of ruining your life with
It's currently unavailable, so it's pretty popular, looks like.
Mm-hmm. But keep your eye on it because that's a pretty funny one. Okay, let's hear from some of our kids.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you guys!
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right, that first email coming in from our son, Jarrett.
Okay.
You guys brought up the movie Arachnophobia on a recent episode.
Oh, yeah.
You did. And it reminded me of high school, of a high school kid I worked with at a family-owned cabinet shop. And I've never thought I'd know what could happen when you refuse to poop.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
It's 2008 or 2009. Me and a crew would have lunch in a break room with the owner, who this kid, it was this kid's dad. Okay. So he confirmed that this shit, he confirmed this shit as it was being told. The kid is 16 or so.
Okay.
Somehow the movie Arachnophobia came up, and the kid said he hated that movie. It ruined his life for a while after seeing it with the family when he was younger. Every few days, he would literally shit the bed in his sleep or get intense abdominal pain, and his parents had to go to the hospital to have a doctor get the petrified poop out of him.
Fun.
So after a month or so of this, and no one could figure out if he had cancer or a faulty digestive system, he finally admitted that, "I'm scared to poop. I don't want to get killed by something." The last time, he had to have the doctor reach in there and remove his crap.
Oh.
So he must be terrified that like a spider is going to come around and bite him in the ass or the ball sack. He had been forcibly holding it every time he had to poop because he was so afraid of a spider biting him in the toilet seat after seeing that movie. For weeks and weeks, laughed my fucking ass off. Thanks for reading my story, and I hope you like that shit.
I can vouch.
Yeah. Not vouch. I can
relate.
Sympathize with this because I don't remember if it was due to this that movie or not, but I remember when I was younger, and I don't know if it was a dream or if I was waking, if I was awake and visualizing this, but I remember being asleep or in bed and then seeing spiders come down from the ceiling on webs and like swinging down from the ceiling. And I remember getting up to try to go to my parents' room and walking out and then like having to like duck in the doorway because there were spiders coming down from the doorway. And I was like almost crawling on the ground to get through the thing. And to this day, I don't remember now if it was a dream or if I was visualizing that while I was awake.
Okay.
And I remember it being terrifying. Be like there were spiders everywhere.
Mm-hmm. There was a video of a guy or a girl, I don't remember, that flushed a toilet, I think in Australia. And a giant spider came out from underneath the rim, like an Australian spider, like a fucking big one. Mm-hmm. And it did get me to flush the toilet before I used it for a while. It must have been like some anti-water lovers, like they just put on a campaign. Like giant spiders are just living inside of the toilet bowl all the time. But I actually I've seen spiders come out of toilet seats and stuff. Like when you're, you know, whatever, standing in the bathroom and it comes out from underneath it. That shit is a little spooky.
You know, it's... Well, like for guys or Audi vaginas, when you sit down, you got to, you know, you tuck your wiener in the
bowl,
in the seat. So it's hanging down. So yeah, like you don't, I mean, it's doesn't matter if you've got something hanging down, it could be your butt, but you are more susceptible with the dangly.
Yeah. He's kind of stuck there.
Tackle hanging there.
Your tackle box all open and everything. whatever. All right. This is the second email we got. And this one, pretty good. Coming in from our son, who either purposefully or accidentally left his name off the email. Could definitely go either way. But they write, "Hey guys, in your latest episode, Joe was talking about his college days and having to see that green wall." Remember my buddy that would just come all over the wall? Well, this reminds me of growing up. I lost my virginity at the age of 13.
Whoa!
But then had a dry spell for a few years. So I had to turn to some self-love.
Okay.
I figured out that if you throw a condom on, you have less cleanup, and you just tie the condom to prevent spillage. Genius, right? Well, the issue was trying to dispose of the filled condoms, because, you just made a balloon animal. So rather than trying to... sneak them in the trash can or flush them down the toilet, I used a hole in the wall. This hole was made by my door being opened too hard.
Oh, no.
And one hit too many times. This went on for about 9 years. So picture the inside of the wall with a fuck ton of tied up condoms.
Oh, my God.
I patched the wall before we moved, and it makes me laugh to think that the house was a wall full of used condoms. I know it's kind of gross, but I was young and horny. Sue me. Anyways, thanks for the laugh, stepfathers. Keep up the good work. God, that's funny for the person that comes across that. Just what?
They're like they're going to expand his room or something. Mm-hmm. They tear down part of the wall and there's just
or something else, like whatever, something falls and puts a hole in the wall, and then out comes a bunch of used condoms. I would move. Like, at that point, you don't know if all the walls are full of used condoms. Like, what lunatic?
Is that, like, that's insulation?
That's the insulation with just a bunch of used condoms. Oof.
Have you ever found
your head hits the wall and then go, like,
Oh,
and out, and all out just, rolls a bunch of used condoms
on top of you.
Top of your head, and like, what's this?
In your mouth.
Oh my God. That's pretty funny though.
Have you ever like any house you've ever lived in or whatever, like just
found
something, you're like, what is this?
Yeah. The funniest one or the best one was in college. Cause some hooligans that were just like us, there was apparently a hole in the wall at some point. And before patching it up, they put money and then notes and like other funny things in the wall. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was like anything super crazy and funny. But the note was like, it was like, hey, you punched a hole in this wall too, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And they left it in there and then it was all patched up. And I think it was from the 90s. It's like 94, I want to say. And then us in 2007 smashed a hole in the same wall and then found their notes and all their stuff in the wall. So that was pretty funny.
You know, would have been cool if they left a phone number or something.
Mm-hmm. Call me.
Yeah, because, I mean, that would have, it's... No cell phones. Mm-hmm. It would have been a landline, but that
a calling card, a pager,
right?
Page me. Didn't last long.
It's. I mean, that's such a long play of a joke. You're not there to see it.
And that dude, he doesn't even want to have a pager, but that's what he wrote down on the wall. So he's been waiting for someone to find it. So for the rest of his life, he still has that pager,
right?
And pays to keep it alive.
Yep.
It's like someone's gonna find it.
He has all the new technology, mm-hmm. but he still has a pager because he's waiting for that day.
Waiting for somebody to punch you the wall. When we redid the kitchen here at the house, I did put funny shit in the walls, though. Like funny pictures and drew stuff and wrote things.
Oh, yeah. You told me that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a really funny picture that Pepper drew when she was a kid that made Aaron look like she had a massive dong. It's such a funny photo. Yeah, it's so an Audi. It's so funny. So I taped a bunch of those in the walls. So I hope someone will find those someday.
I just love, I mean, that's ultimate like treasure finder, mm-hmm. down the line, seeing something like that, but mm-hmm. you're not around to see it, but it would be cool if it happened in your lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and there was a way that you got to, maybe you click it and like a camera turns on, because now you could do that.
Yeah.
And then it sends a feed to wherever you're at and your phone's like, boop, notification, someone just punched a hole in your wall. So,
yeah. You have like a little sensor, mm-hmm. like a light sensor.
It's a ring.
It plays happy birthday.
Yeah.
You punch through, it's like the crossfire.
That's what it is. It's like, it's one of those things. They're sick of the noise. So they're like punching holes in the wall trying to find it.
He found it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it's a ring camera.
Mm-hmm.
So then and then it notifies your phone and then you're able to talk to them while they're like, oh, hey.
Hey, like you're on your deathbed.
Yep.
So good. All right. Well, that was show number 25. That was fun. Do you want to do the ending credit thing? You're doing a great job today.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Mm-hmm. I love you. Sorry.
All right. Let's not overdo it.
Hey. All right.
Hey, thanks, guys. Let's see if I can do this. If you want to become part of the gaggle, and that means being in the Patreon, being a patron, it really does help us out, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah, number one way you can help us out.
Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah, anyway, so in the Patreon, we're doing extended cuts now. We got the honk edition, so mm-hmm. we're if you stay tuned after this episode, we're going to keep the party going, so you can be a part of the Patreon and hear some exclusive content. Be sure to follow us on IG and Facebook at Can You Don't Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to our YouTubes at Can You Don't Podcast. And if you have something you want to see in the show, email that shit to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com.
Yes.
And then what else? You rate and review us wherever you listen to the podcast. Are we on Amazon yet?
I think so. We've always been on Amazon, haven't we? It's on Pandora. The one that we're waiting on.
Yeah.
I just gave up. But we'll get back on it because they wrote us a million times and said they're just waiting to add us. And then I'm not sure if they ever did.
Because we still get people asking.
Maybe
we don't know what, to say.
I know. I've written them. I gave up like 2 months ago of writing them every week. And then
they tried for like 3 weeks.
We're working on it.
Anyway, yeah. Thanks to the babysitters in the playground.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you moderating, keeping the hooligans
in check.
Putting
some in timeout. Put them in the corner.
Okay.
If you need to. Organizing the Red Rover games. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
this is it. Want to wrap this fucker up?
Let's do it.
Put a bow on it?
Yeah, big old bow.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
All right, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
This one was sent in by, I'm pretty sure it's Lee Williams.
He's
the one guy with the one E.
It's the Lee.
I remember him. All right, this is a joke from him. Mickey and Minnie are in divorce court.
Okay.
The judge tells Mickey, I can't grant your divorce because you think she's crazy. Mickey replies, I didn't say she was crazy. I said she was fucking goofy.
Gorsh, bitch.
Imagine Goofy having sex. He's like, oh, gorsh. That sure does feel good.
Gorsh. You've seen there's a video somewhere where it has Mickey Mouse and Goofy, and they're in a fight. Like, it's a whole, like, he does the voices from the other room. He's like, oh, you bitch. Like, it's so good.
You bitch.
I haven't seen that in forever.
All right. What the hell was that? My voice cracked while I was doing it.
All right, guys, stick around if you're part of the gaggle. If not, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.